Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. Let's bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item meeting with attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, and of which we have several, so let's just take those in the order in which they come. Somebody has justifiable cause not to do so. All right, first action item is consider Forte Systems Support Agreement, Fair and Expo Building, and BOCC Space. Wow, we have space. That's good to hear. All right.
Sure do. Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Commissioners. So, legal's looked over this support contract is what it is. And so a lot of this equipment, we work with Forte on the professionals in the audio video system that we have here at the county. In IT, we don't have complete 100% expertise in supporting this equipment. So these support agreements are really awesome for Forte to provide for us. They come in, check the equipment on a biannual basis, make sure everything's functioning, go through it. And then, of course, if anything goes wrong, we call them and they're here. It's not an hourly charge. They just get things taken care of. If the equipment's not under warranty, of course, we'd have to pay for the equipment. But these support agreements have been, really come in handy over the last few years. So we'd like to move forward in renewing this one for the Fair and Expo Building and the Board of County Commissioners space.
Chairman, I have a question. So on these contracts, we have individual support contracts for different buildings. Is that how that's broken out? I'm sorry, I have to ask the question, but.
That's okay. That is correct. So the Fair and Expo Building, it will get billed out to their GL code, and then the county commissioners billed separately. And then the next one on the agenda, which we haven't gotten to, is for the new sheriff's office building. IT is just, we just have all the contracts since we work closely with Forte. We have them all come through IT, and we kind of vet it out, and then we kind of keep track of them for the other offices and departments.
Yep. So the fair one is valued at $16,328.80, and the sheriff's building at $19,599. And then we probably have one for this building, and other than is what you're saying that you've budgeted for to maintain all that support.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the presentation. I'm in favor.
Okay. And for the audio record, let's bring into this discussion, which we already have, to consider support agreement for the sheriff's building also.
Do it all at once.
Yeah. Do it all at one time.
Yeah, so for that one, that was all the new equipment throughout that entire building for the EOC conference room, the emergency management system. This is for everything that was outfitted in there. And to speak to that a little bit, we went through this with Lieutenant Flores, Captain Talbot. Even the chief was in one of the meetings as we were going through what this all covered. And like, they have a system over there called Crestron, and it took literally to get everything up and running the first time was literally 2.5 days of like programming and people, the tech just sitting there going through it. That is not something IT is capable of supporting. And so even if something in the programming went haywire, this support agreement would absolutely be worth its weight in gold to be able to have that support. Plus it's premium support, so we get priority. If something's down, and especially for emergency management, it's key to have that in place. And so talking through that again with the sheriff's office, they're 100% on board with the support agreement as well. So.
And Chairman, this is an annual renewal contract?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Chairman, quick question.
Yes.
For clarification, I think for the record, the sheriff's office, there's a number of different things. Can you say exactly what systems this does support? I think you kind of mentioned it, but is it the 911 system? Is it the main building? Just kind of highlight those systems.
Yes, I can sure do that. It is everything. But if you give me just a second, I can pull that up. I don't have it right in front of me.
Oh, that's fine.
Do you have the whole agreement there? Because it's spelled out on that one.
Is this in the Tier 3? Is that what that's referencing as the Tier 3 services?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's room repair and configuration control and audio system programming, hardware swaps of on-hand critical components, coordination of replacement parts, The RMA or equipment returns to the manufacturer. Advanced diagnostic troubleshooting, cable paths and component level devices, software and firmware updates, as well as identification of incompatible revisions, acceptance testing of the resolved system, system health checks and system re-imaging to correct OS/BIOS failures to generally can reconstruct a system back to functionality. So it sounds like a lot of troubleshooting and making sure that the implementation is able to meet what the software programming is intended to do. But I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I was just looking at the Chairman, Commissioner.
And that was on the Fair Expo, I'm sorry. So I should have jumped over that same level of standard level agreements is also included in the sheriff's agreement, just with a different level of service to meet their needs. So my apologies for.
It was attached to the invite, yeah. The agreements are pretty much carbon copies of each other.
Okay.
Commissioner, there was a conversation amongst the sheriff's office of parting out different rooms and systems within the building. And the agreement was it's cleaner to have everything together so that in the moment, they're not trying to figure out if something is under a support agreement or if it's not. It's all supported the same. The response is the same. There's no confusion or delay, yeah, depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
So thank you. I did find where it is. And it does call out emergency management, the emergency management room specifically, in two different locations. That way the emergency management funds can be used to pay for part of that support agreement. So we have the emergency management room. We have everything within the EOC conference room, the main conference room, the admin conference room. And then the TVs, the inline TVs are part of this, and that's throughout the entire building, all the different offices, lobbies. Let's see here. So yeah, it just goes down through the list, and this is all attached to if you want to review, but it is literally throughout the entire building. Classrooms, hallways, team rooms. Is that what you were want me to state for the record? Yeah. But it is all encompassing.
Yeah. So it looks like, to Assistant Director's point, that the Tier 3 level is the same for both contracts, and then the system support agreement coverage goes into more specificity based on the building and the on-site components of that. So appreciate legal's work and review on this contract, as well as the director and assistant director keeping us up and running.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Any other questions? I would consider a motion if not.
Chairman, I move that the board approves the Forte agreements for the Canyon County Systems Support Agreement for the Fair Expo building, and that contract is $16,328.80, as well as the Sheriff's Office building for $19,599 as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next action item is consider resolution designating surplus property and donating to Adams County.
Yeah. Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Yeah, so Adams County a while back reached out and asked if we had any extra just furniture or anything in our warehouse that we could donate. And so once we did the sheriff's move, we had a lot of pieces that weren't valued at a very highly price. And so we did put this out through the county first to see if anybody wanted anything that was left over from the sheriff's or anything like that. So the items on this resolution are items that we would like just to, the board approves to donate to Adams County.
And Chairman, I've looked through this list, and the kicker on this is that then has to be nominal value of $250 or less. And so I don't know if that's individually or cumulatively. I've seen it both ways. But the question I have is, the resolution references the Idaho State Police. Is that a right reference, or should it specifically say Adams County?
I think this should be referenced Adams County. This is going directly to Adams County. This is a commissioner that reached out to me.
Okay.
Yeah, the hard copy caption has changed to Adams County.
Oh, okay.
Before we came downstairs.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
When do you get to sign?
When I get to sign. Okay, I pulled this yesterday when I came in to review these. So I'm in favor, Chairman, and Canyon County is good about helping recycle things for partner law enforcement agencies, and this would be one of them in Adams County. A lot of this is coming out of a lovingly used department for a lot of this equipment, and so the fact that this is still on that list, it's already been offered, and if they can benefit from it, I think that's a good use of it.
Yeah. And Commissioners, Adams County, they will come and pick up.
Okay.
Wow, perfect.
Sheriff, again?
Yes.
This would be property you would either just have to destroy or probably store until...
Yeah, this would be property that we'd store and maybe try to sell and maybe get $5 out of. A lot of these anymore, I just make the decision and we just will throw it away. Take it to the landfill.
Chairman, unless there's additional discussion, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners designating surplus property and donating this to Adams County. It includes desks, office chairs, bookshelves, and the Exhibit A, which more fully describes what's being donated as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Next action item is consider resolution requesting a refund for Sally Bradshaw of Bradshaw Construction account number 1843. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry about that, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the first item for us for landfill today is Bradshaw Construction. Pretty simple deal, just any refund has to go before the board. It was just duplicate payments that paid online, and then it was a big batch and a check was written, so that they just made duplicate payments as all, and we feathered through all that and we just owe them a refund.
Yep.
It's pretty simple.
Yep. I'm in favor, Chairman. This is
okay.
And I move
no other discussion, let's do a motion.
I move that the board refunds an amount of $752.96 to Sally Bradshaw with Bradshaw Construction for a duplicate payment.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. What else? We're going to do the consideration legal notice of public hearing regarding proposed increases to certain fees for the Pickles Butte Sanitary Landfill.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is an item we've talked about prior. We've talked about some fee increases by 27 for Pickles Butte Landfill. These proposed fees have been discussed in the Solid Waste Advisory Committee. Industry that are part of the committee has been present. We've had discussion, so we've vetted through that. At this point, I've not received any objection. Because they're going to be hopefully in place October 1 for the new fiscal year, we just need to get these fees approved by the board today. I think this is just a notice of public hearing so we can have a public meeting. If the board would like, I do have copies of the fee increases that
we have.
You already have them? Okay, and then I do have a spreadsheet that talks about or shows how that would impact our budget, these particular fees, and you probably don't have that in front of you.
I remember, Chairman, this is not the resolution, this is just to consider a legal notice.
Okay.
To provide the resolution, so we wouldn't take public testimony on it other than they're intending to look at possibly increasing the fees.
Right.
Presented.
This is the item of business. Thank you, Aaron. This item of business that we're contemplating is to authorize the and setting of the date for the public hearing.
Okay.
Chairman, I have a question.
Yes.
And I comment most, I guess, before that. So the first, I think the last time that the board looked at these fee increases was 21 or 22. Is that right?
The last time we had a fee increase was
24. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those fee increases were a little bit more robust because they impacted the municipal solid waste rate and fee. Most of the discussion for these fee increases are increasing some hard to handle fees that won't increase or impact the solid waste rate for municipal solid waste for like the haulers and cities. There are two exceptions to that. Within this proposal, there is a minimum, there is an increase in the minimum fee from $10 to $15. And then we did create a new category called commercial waste, which is now we're proposing that at $24. That will impact the haulers a little bit, but then it will also impact the new temporary haulers, that legislation that came to be here this past year. That'll impact those folks. So,
yeah. And my point in that, thank you for the comparative chart of where we're at and then where we're moving to. So we're guided under state statute by the percent increase. So thus we have to have a public hearing. And I appreciate the breakout and the highlighting of what's new in there and how that will impact. Are you proposing a reduction? No. Okay, never mind. Read that wrong. I'm good with what's being proposed and teed up for a public hearing, which would happen September 1st at 9:30 right here.
All right. Any other discussion? If there's not, let's entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board approves the legal notice of public hearing for the Canyon County Board of Commissioners. This is a public hearing to consider an increase in fee at the Canyon County Solid Waste Landfill. The fee schedule is attached with the existing and proposed new costs. So September 1st again at 9:30, and we will be ready.
All right.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's look forward to the public hearing. All right, thank you. All right. Is there any other general business that we need to conduct? Or I know that there's one executive session issue.
Chairman, I think we've got at least two. We've added one to it to discuss.
Okay. What would the topic be under?
Highway 44 property.
Okay.
And transfer station.
And transfer station. Okay.
So CD and F.
CD and F. All right. Entertain discussion or a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session granted under Idaho Code 742061, subsection C, regarding acquisition of interest in real property, D, records exempt from public disclosure, and F, to communicate with the board's legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
A second.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton? Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.